2223.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. We're a week away, so hopefully you've got all your shopping done. And if you're looking for some ideas, give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we can help you with some ideas for plants. Now, one of the plants I want you to be careful for is the amaryllis, and this is a bulb. It is an absolutely wonderful, wonderful bulb, and it's big. It's the size of a softball. If you buy a bulb that's separate, just a bulb, you're going to get a better deal than if you buy an amaryllis in a box, because you're paying for the box, you're paying for the pot and a little bit of soil, so the bulb is going to be smaller. So if you go to your local garden center, some of the agway stores, your feed and grain stores, they probably sell just the bulb. And if you compare the size, they can be almost twice the size. Now, if you can't find just a bulb, I want you to open up the box before you purchase the amaryllis. Don't just grab a box, take it home. Open the box. Some of them have been kept in a warm building, and they've already begun to grow. And some of them, because they've been warm, are in bloom in the box. It's all twisted because they're jammed in there, and instead of flower stem being nice and straight, it's growing quick, crooked, and it's possibly in bloom. So open up the box before you purchase the plant, okay? Just be safe rather than sorry. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got David from Mass with a question about milk.
David, good morning. How can we help you out today? And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question in regard to ice melt and pets. Is there a chemical that we should avoid if we have pets for ice melt, or is there something that's preferred for the safety of the animals?
They do have an ice melt for pets, and they do have an ice melt that is better for the plantings if you're playing it near a walkway. I remember last year, and I still have two bags in my tool shed. I have a perennial garden on one side of my front walkway with a hydrangea hedge, and the other side of the walkway is perennials and a weeping white flowering cherry. And the first year we planted everything, I used just regular rock salt and noticed a damage to the foliage that spring. And I know it was the result of using the rock salt. So, last year, I went to a pet store and I bought a rock salt substitute. And you can find it in your box stores, Lowe's, Home Depot. They will have a pet-friendly, plant-friendly salt substitute that you can put that will do the same thing but not hurt the plant material on your walkway or the paws of your dog or your cat. And it does make a difference, especially during the winter months. The reason is, if your pet is spending most of the time inside the house, you're taking him outside, you're not putting a pair of boots on him. So his paws are warm. He's going out into the cold snow, and it's like you getting chapped lips from going in and out. Your lips, if you're going skiing or snowboarding, if you don't put any balm on your lips, they get all chapped. Well, your pet's paws will get chapped from going in and out. And you get a little bit of cracking. If they step on the rock salt, then it will hurt them. I mean, it won't cause serious damage, but it will sting and it will hurt your pet. So, ask for pet-friendly salt substitute. Some of the garden centers have it. Pet stores have it. And some of the box stores also carry it. And it really does make a big difference, especially if you've got a garden, and it will help your pets a great deal. So, yes, there is such a substitute that is earth-friendly for the plants and for your pets. It does the same thing. I think you need a little bit warmer weather for it to activate, but it does a great job. I use it on my front walkway. Never had a problem. Great question. Thank you, and you have a great holiday. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from New Hampshire with a question about his lawn.
Good morning, George. How can we help you with your lawn? And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And Merry Christmas to you. My problem is after it rains, little mounds appear like little anthills, but they're not ants. When you break them down, there's a single hole about a quarter inch in diameter. They have taken the whole over the whole lawn. And I haven't somebody said they were might be worms, but I haven't seen any worms for 2 years.
Okay. And this is something that happens after a rain.
Yes.
Yeah, I think what you do have, George, is you do have night crawlers. And what they do is they dig their way out of the soil at night after a good rain, and that's when they mate, when the grass is wet. And then when they go back down into the ground, they dig a hole with their mouth, and the soil goes right through the worm and comes out the opposite end, creating these little mounds of soil. And I can remember growing up, if we wanted to go fishing, we would put the sprinkler on about 5 o'clock at night. And we would really soak the area in our lawn where we knew we had earthworms. And then go out about 8, 9 o'clock at night with a flashlight. And we would pick the night crawlers as bait to go fishing. And some of the baseball fields were wonderful for getting night crawlers. This is a good thing. Normally, a good rain will dissolve that silt that's in your soil, and the little mounds will just disappear after a second rain or a good raking. But they are aerating the soil. They're making holes in the soil so that the gases can come out and the good oxygen can go in. It moves the minerals. So they are doing their part to making your lawn that much better. I know it makes it bumpy, but in the long run, they are making your soil a lot better. And if you can use an organic lawn food, you will help them more. Try and stay away from weed killers, because the weed killers will slow down the population of the worms being made. But it is a good thing. There, as they move through the soil, they are digesting the organic matter, the dead grass on the surface that they are eating. But they come out with wet weather, they mate, they go back down, and they are beneficial for your lawn. They really, really are. So don't panic. It's not ants. It's just a worm. Now, I was talking to one of our sponsors who sells a product for moles and voles. And they were telling me that there is probably a problem, and we want you to walk where you have flower beds, perennial beds, shrubbery beds that are mulched, and look for raised areas in your bark mulch, for mounds, for raised tunnels. The ground is not frozen in the Northeast, and the moles are active.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectorant this fall. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Perry Garden Club. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And if we can help you with your celebration, with the right plant, with some ideas, give us a call. 855-660-4261, and we'll try and help you to have a great holiday season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Maine with a question about holly.
Good morning, Linda. How can we help you with your holly this morning? And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Oh, Merry Christmas and good morning. I'd like to know, I have honey hollies and the blue boy, and I have the variegated. What I'd like to know is, how do you start another bush from that bush?
Okay. How large are they, Linda?
The blue boys are about 7 feet tall. The honey hollies are about 6 feet tall, and the variegated are like maybe no more than 5 feet.
Okay. Now, do any of these plants have branches that touch the ground?
No.
No, all of them are high above the ground.
Yes.
Okay. Then the best thing for you to do is this. What you're going to need to do is wait until May.
May.
And in May, your hollies will begin to make new growth. Okay? Because right now, the branches on your holly are very, very hard. And because they're hard, it helps to protect them for the winter weather. So in May, your plant will make some new growth, and it will take about a month. And then in early June, that new cutting, that new growth that forms, will be anywhere from 4 to 6 inches in length. And what I want you to do is go to your local garden center or feed and grain store, and you want them to order for you a rooting powder for hard wood cuttings. Not everyday rooting powder, because everyday rooting powder is for like impatiens or geraniums, begonias, things like that. You have a woody plant. So you need something that has more power to it. So you need to go, and they can order it for you. So you're going to take a cutting of just the new growth that developed on the plant. You dip it in the rooting powder, shake off the excess, and you buy a package of lightweight seed starting soil. And you can fill pots with them, or you can do a tray, and you put your cuttings in this soil, give it a good drink, keep it in a shaded area, and the cuttings will root. Now, I'll tell you something that will give you a jump start. If you have a heating pad, take your heating pad, spread it out on a table, cover it with a piece of plastic so that it doesn't get dirty, and then instead of using a pot, use a solid plastic tray. And you can buy seed trays this spring at your local garden center to start your impatiens and marigolds and things like that. So a solid bottom, fill it with that potting soil, take a whole bunch of cuttings, set them in a row, and set them on top of the heating cable, set at low heat, not high, but low heat, keep it moist, and within 3 to 4 weeks, those little cuttings that you took, about 4 inches long, will begin to sprout. Now, the one thing that's going to speed up the whole process is when you buy the seed trays, buy the seed trays that also have a clear plastic dome on them. It gives you like a mini greenhouse. It holds the moisture. It increases the humidity, and it will speed up the rooting process, just like you having your own greenhouse. So the cutting is taken on new wood, hardwood cutting, bottom heat, with a clear plastic dome.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Okay, now, let me give you a few more ideas. If you have been forcing bulbs for the winter, and you can still do this. So if any of you are going out and you're stopping at a garden center to pick up a nice poinsettia for the holidays or a tropical plant as a present, and you see that they have tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and some bulbs on sale, 50% off or more, buy them. Now, you have two choices. For most of us in the Northeast, in New England, for example, the ground is not frozen. My backyard here in Kennebunk, I had to dig a hole yesterday, and it was very, very easy. It was like it was June. The ground has no frost in it. Maybe a different story this morning, since the temperature did dip down to 16 degrees. But if where you live, the ground is not frozen, you can still plant tulips, daffodils, crocuses, and all of your spring flowering bulbs. your smaller bulbs, crocuses, grape hyacinths, China doxa, scilla, all of your spring flowering tiny bulbs, if you pot those up in 4 or 5 inch plastic pots with a good quality potting soil, give them a good drink, put them in your tool shed, put them on the floor or in your garage. If you don't have a garage or a tool shed and you have a bulkhead door with stairs leading into your basement, put them on the middle stairs or the lower stairs in your bulkhead and leave them there for January and February. In early March, bring them upstairs, put them on a sunny window, and they will come into bloom for you. Now, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, your larger bulbs, if you pot them up now, and you do the same thing, give them a good drink, put them on the floor of your garage, in your tool shed, or on the stairs of your bulkhead, where it's going to stay cold. No heat. They will take about 10 weeks. And after 10 weeks, you can begin to bring them upstairs, put them on your kitchen table. They will begin to sprout, and they will bloom for you. When they get done blooming, you remove the flower. You keep it actively growing for at least a month, and then put them in your garage until the ground has thawed where you live, and you plant them 4 to 6 inches deeper than they are in your container now, and they will rebloom the following year. So take advantage of the deals and either plant them directly in the ground or pot them up and force them, and they will do very, very well for you. Okay, and you can have a lot of fun. But just every day, tight potting soil, and they'll do that for you. Now, I know some of you have Christmas cactus, and they bloomed during Thanksgiving. They will reflower for you a second time. So all you need to do, take that plant where it is now, move it into a room that faces north, where it's not going to get any direct sun. Put it in the room where it's going to be cooler than the rest of your house. And put it right near the window where it's going to get plenty of light, but it's going to stay cold, and it's going to be a room that the lights don't normally come on after dark. So if you have a den that you don't use or a spare bedroom, take that Christmas cactus, put it as close to the window as possible, because you want some of the cold from the glass to cool down that Christmas cactus. If you have a mud room or an entry type room that stays cooler than the rest of the house, put it in there. And your Christmas cactus will come into bloom again by the middle to the end of February, if you can provide it with short days and cool temperatures. If you keep it in your living room and you're watching TV until the news are over at 11:30 at night and the lights are on, the plant is actually getting long days due to the lights, and it will bloom. So they need short days. And if you have a house with a hallway that's not heated, or a foyer, that's where you want to put it. As long as it doesn't get below 40 degrees, 45 degrees, it's got to stay well above freezing. So a room that you're not using shut off the heat in that room. That will save you some money at the same time, and your Christmas cactus will rebloom a second time. Take advantage of it. And if you're lucky enough, you could also get it to bloom again in late March if you follow the same process. So I know my Aunt Ruth used to do it. It would bloom at Thanksgiving. It would bloom again around Valentine's Day. And it would bloom again in early April. She had an apartment house. And in the hallway between the apartments was a great sunny window, but the hall was cooler than the rest of the house. And as soon as it went by, she put it back out there. She fertilized it on a regular basis. And that Christmas cactus bloomed over and over and over. Now, if you receive potted bulbs, and you will be able to buy, excuse me, potted tulips for Christmas, potted hyacinths, potted daffodils, they will be available, mostly tulips, some of your minor bulbs also. Keep them as cool as possible. If you take your beautiful tulips and you put them in a room where it's 75 degrees, they will come into bloom very quickly and they will not last. So any potted bulbs that you receive as a present, keep them as cool as possible. It really does make a difference, because they'll last a lot longer. And if you're out and about visiting the garden center, paper whites are still available. Buy some for the winter. Say to yourself, it's going to be a long winter. I need a little bit of life. So you buy some paper whites, and that would make a great present. You force some in a container of stones. You buy extra, but they need to stay cold or the bud inside the bulb will dry out. So take the bulbs, put them in your vegetable crisper where it's going to stay cold but not freeze. And when your first batch of paper whites are done blooming, put them in your basement after you've allowed them to mature for a month to allow the foliage to take the energy from the sun and rebuild the strength of the bulb, because you can take paper whites and you can plant them in the garden and they will rebloom for you the following year at their normal time in the spring. But you need to take them and grow the foliage, because it takes energy to make the leaves and the bloom. And your bulb is almost hollow. So you need to build fat. Think of it that way. You've got to put fat on that bulb for next year. And the way it gets the fat is from the rays of the sun that rebuild the inner part of the bulb so that it can rebloom for you the following year. And then when the ground thaws in the spring, plant them in your garden and it will reflower the following year. Okay? So if you have any questions, excuse me, the phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. You give us a call and we'll keep you happy. Now, another plant that I want you to think about for Christmas as a present is the Kalanchoe or Kalancho. Comes in yellow, red, and orange, and also pink. And it has a leathery leaf, a very thick leaf, kind of leathery. And this is a plant that flowers with short days. It's probably going to be in bud or in bloom when you buy it. And if you have your choice, try and find the Kalanchoe that the buds have not all opened. They'll bloom a lot longer. As the Kalanchoe flower buds fade, remove them. Pinch back the plant a little bit. Keep the Kalanchoe in a brightly lit, sunny window, and it will continue to bloom all winter long. It's a plant that likes cool temperatures and short days. And a brightly lit window will provide that for you. And it will bloom. It won't be as magnificent as it is right now, but you will have little side shoots with bud clusters about an inch or more in diameter that will open up and give you color during the winter months. So it's a wonderful plant for scattered color here and there all winter long. Now, we haven't really talked a lot about foliage plants as a Christmas gift. One of the best, the easiest of all of the hanging plants, if you're looking for a gift, is the spider plant. Basically, indestructible, will grow in just about any room, any window. So for a first-time gardener or a good gardener, if they don't have one, think about a spider plant. Choose one with babies dangling from it. It looks nice.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Well, the sun is out. It's beginning to warm up. So if you're just beginning to stir from that bed, get up. It's going to be a good day, and it's only a week away from Christmas. So let's get out and get that shopping done. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Michelle from Maine with a question about butterfly bushes.
Michelle, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
I bought a butterfly bush last year. Never had one before, so I wasn't exactly sure how to take care of it at the end of the year. I wasn't sure if you should cut it back or just leave it. So I left it, and I was very careful not to shovel any snow on it during the winter off my deck. When the spring came this past year, none of the old foliage came back. It was all just crisp. And so I cut it back, and it actually grew up to be about 6.5 feet. So this year, I was going to cut it back, but because we had such a mild fall, the leaves, even today, are still green on it. So I was afraid of cutting it back now.
Yeah, the secret with a butterfly bush, especially if you live in the northern New England or upper state New York, in that top third of the continental U.S., where we do get cold winters, is you should never prune back butterfly bush roses. We should never cut back roses in the fall of the year. Because right now, you have a solid plant. Once you make cuts, you have open wounds on that plant. And right now, we've been lucky. We've had warm weather, and as you said, you still have leaves on your plant. I have a couple of roses in the backyard, and they still have leaves on them, too. So if you cut the plant, it is warmer than normal, but it's not warm enough for the plant to create a callus to seal where the cut was made. When the weather does get to be normal and the wind blows, because there's no callus, moisture will escape the plant through the cut and die back even more, possibly dehydrating even the root system of your plant. So leave it alone in late March, early April. Cut it back at that point, fertilize it, and it will come right back for you. It's a winter hardy plant. It does need protection. And the one thing that you can do, shredded leaves, pine needles, straw, anything like that, bank it around the plant at least a foot high, and it will make it that much stronger. What's happening this year, and I've had three emails, the mice are still active. It's been so warm, they're still running around. And I've had three people that have emailed me, and the mice have been chewing the wires on their Christmas lights. They're eating the plastic or the rubber coating on the wire and actually cutting them off anything that touches the ground. So once the weather gets cold like it is this morning where I live here in Maine, then the ground begins to freeze, the rodents will be less active. I'm still seeing here in Maine rabbits running around that should be asleep. A lot of your rodents should be dormant, but because of the milder weather, skunks in some areas are still digging up the lawn. Raccoons are still visible. They should be asleep. But it's been warmer than normal. They're still active, and they're still creating damage. Cold weather will put them to sleep. The damage will stop, and we will be in good shape. So you'll be okay, but do not prune that plant. Now, we've talked a little bit about the garden journal. Today and tomorrow and Tuesday, the garden journal is on sale for, if you buy two or more, they're $25 each instead of $30. If you want them shipped, you need to let us know by Tuesday so that we can get them to the post office, sent out priority mail, and the centerpieces have to be shipped by Monday night if you live out of New England. In New England by Tuesday. They'll be made today and they will be fresh.